Moon, holy, 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 the Holy Gospel according to St. John is blessing be with us all. Amen.
When the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, has come, he shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said unto you. My peace I live with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it comes to pass, you might believe. I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world comes and has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. Glory be to God.
Glory be to God forever. Amen. We worship you, Christ, with the good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have come and saved us. Your Holy Spirit, O Lord, whom you have sent forth upon your holy disciples and honorable apostles in the third hour, we ask you, our good Lord, not to take him away from us, but rather to renew him within us, if you are created me, O God, and steadfast Spirit within you and in me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. O Lord, who sent your Holy Spirit upon your holy disciples and the honorable apostles at the third hour, do not take him away from us, O good one. But we ask you, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Logos, Son of God, renew within us the spirit of uprightness and life-giving, the spirit of prophecy, chastity, and the spirit of holiness, justice, and authority. Our Almighty God, the light of our souls, illuminating every person who comes to this world, have mercy upon us. O Theotokos, Mother of God, you are the true vine who carries Christ, the fruit of life. You ask you, full of grace, together with the apostles, to intercede for the sake of our salvation. Blessed be the Lord, our God, who may praise every day, prepares our way, for he is the God of our salvation.
Sions, holy, 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 a reading from the Holy Gospel according to the teacher, Saint Matthew, may blessing be with us all. Amen.
And seeing the multitudes, he went upon a mountain. When he his disciples came to him, then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they're wrong, persecute, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecute the prophets who are before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it on a basket, but on a lampstand it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Glory be to God forever and ever. Tonight shall be the sun also on the mass web, Jack, Jack, Sotimanan, O you who on the sixth day and sixth hour, was not the cross for the sin which our Father had, and then come in and pray, right in the night of our sin, O Christ our God, and save us. I cry to God, and the Lord hear me. God, hear my prayer, and the Lord refuse my petition. Be attentive to me, and hear me in the evening, morning, and midday. I say my words, and hears my voice, and delivers my soul in peace. O Jesus Christ, our God, who went near the cross in the sixth hour and killed the sin by the tree, and by your death you made alive the dead man whom you created with your own hands, and had died in sin, put to death our pains by your healing and life-giving passions, and by the nails which you were nailed, rescue our minds from the fullness of the earthly deeds, and ward your life to remembrance of your heavenly commandments according to your compassion. Since we have no favor, nor excuse, nor justification because of our many sins, we throughout you implore to him who was born of you, Theotokos the Virgin. For abundant and acceptable is your intercession with our Savior. O Holy Mother, do not exclude sinners from your intercession with him whom you bore, for he is merciful and able to save us because he suffered for us to deliver us. Let your compassion speedily reach us, for we are exceedingly humble. Help us, O God, our Savior, for the glory of your name. O Lord, deliver us and forgive us our sin for the sake of your holy name.
You wrought salvation in the midst of all the earth, O Christ our God, as you stretched your holy hands on the cross. Therefore, all nations cry out, saying, Glory be to you, O Lord. Worship your incorruptible person, O good one, asking for the forgiveness of our sins, O Christ our God. For of your will you are pleased to be lifted up unto the cross to deliver those whom you created from the bondage of the enemy. We cry out unto you and give thanks to you, for you have filled all with joy, O Savior, when you came to help the world. Lord, glory be to you. She who was full of grace, O Theotokos the Virgin, we praise you, for through the cross of your Son, Hades fell down and death was abolished. We were dead, but we were raised and became worthy of eternal life and gained the delight of the first paradise. Therefore, we thankfully glorify the immortal Christ our God.
Forgive us our sins, amen.
Because worthy to pray to you, thank you, our Father, who art in heaven.
Oh. Betzir Agios, Isios Agios, En Ebnev Magion Amin, Flogitos, Kyrios, Othios, Estos, Eones Amin, Ethnos Tiros, Moeb, Shois, Marois, Moerof, and Genileos Tiro, Jabef Naita Groere, Egono, Timith Minte, Shois, Shopshani, Amin. Alleluia.
Pemadan tot fimbiri fibit nanif, oma naid, if no diatum ben choice, oma penoti, oma pensoti, resos, piacharistos, geoferes, quasinigon of vitaneron of aragaron of shuptener of aftian sweron, afti to ten of intinshari eta. Ionusai enthofon marinti guero fopos and if anegerun chimpai ego to avinim neotiron tepen onch chenherini riven. In Jeppy Panto Caraton, I'm sure in Spano. Oh,
Rose Vexa.
The Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition concerning every condition and in every condition. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to you, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion on us. Hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints. For that which is good on our behalf at all times, and make us worthy to partake of the communion of his holy and blessed mysteries, for the remission of our sins.
And treat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. O leave the old temptation and the work of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men and the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away. from us and from all your people, and from this blessed table, and from this holy church that is yours. But all things which are good and profitable do provide for us. For it is you who have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy.
May your servant and minister of this day, the Higumene, the priest, the deacon, and the clergy, and all the people, may yourself be absolved from the mouth of the all holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, from the mouth, the one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, from the mouth of the 12 apostles, from the mouth of the beholder of God, the evangelist, Saint Mark, the apostle and martyr, the patriarch, the Theophilus, the discourse, and Athanasius, the apostolic, Saint Peter, the holy martyr, and high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Cyrus, and Benedict and Gregory, from the mouth of the 319 siblings in Nicaea, the 158 Constantinople, and the 200 Ephesus, from the mouth of our honored father, the high priest, Baba Ambata Vadros II, and from the mouth of my abjured self, for blessed and full of glory, your holy name, O Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and all times, and into the age of all ages. Amen.
Thank you. Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Romans. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. What advantage then has the Jew, or what is the profit of circumcision? Much in every way, chiefly because to them were committed the oracles of God. For what if some did not believe? Will their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect? Certainly not. Indeed, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that you may be justified in your words and may overcome when you are judged. But if our unrighteousness demonstrates the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unjust who inflicts wrath? I speak as a man. Certainly not, for then how will God judge the world? For if the truth of God has increased through my lie to his glory, why am I also still judged as a sinner? And why not say, let us do evil, that good may come? As we are slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, their condemnation is just. What then? Are we better than they? Not at all. For we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have practiced deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. But what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Or is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also the God of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Since there is one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? Certainly not. On the contrary, we establish the law. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic epistle from the first epistle of our teacher, St. John. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you that your joy may be full. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things I write to you, so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought also to walk just as he walked. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away in its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Hail to her who has
of our Father, the pure apostles who are invested with the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, the grace of the Holy Spirit, may their holy blessing be with us all. Amen. Now when he was 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended and avenged him who was oppressed, and struck down the Egyptian. For he supposed that his brethren would have understood that God would deliver them by his hand, but they did not understand. And the next day he appeared to two of them as they were fighting and tried to reconcile them, saying, Men, you are brethren, why do you wrong one another? But he who did his neighbor wrong pushed him away, saying, Who made you a ruler and a judge over us? Do you want to kill me as you did the Egyptian yesterday? Then at this saying, Moses fled and became a dweller in the land of Midian, where he had two sons. And when 40 years had passed, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame and fire in a bush in the wilderness of Mount Sinai. When Moses saw it, he marveled at the sight, and he drew near to observe. The voice of the Lord came to him, saying, I am the Lord, I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses trembled and dared not to look. Then the Lord said to him, Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their groaning, and I have come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send you to Egypt. The word of the Lord shall grow and multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, amen. Today is the 29th day of the blessed month of Baramhat. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. The church celebrates today the glorious feast of Annunciation, when the appointed time by God since eternity for the salvation of mankind had come. God sent Gabriel the archangel to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, Rejoice, full of grace, not highly favored, I'm sorry, full of grace. The Lord is with you, blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angels, how can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. For with God nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. That's written Luke 1:26-36. Since this moment, the only begotten Son, the Word, or the Logos of God, came and dwelt in the womb of Our Lady, the Virgin St. Mary. This day then is the firstborn of all the major feasts of the Lord. For in it were the glad tidings of the salvation of the world. The blessing of this glorious annunciation be with us. Amen. On this day also of the year 34 Anno Domini after Christ, the Lord fulfilled the economy of salvation and redemption with his holy resurrection from the dead, and became the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. We ask our good Savior to raise us from the death of sin, forgive our trespasses, and grant us the eternal life, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Apostle, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to Saint Leon, Temple of the Apostle, many proper righteous men have desired to see what you see, and have not seen them, and to hear which you and have not heard them. But as for I for thee see and you for thee hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to holy gospels, through the prayer of you. Our sins.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, amen.
Remember also, our Master has bidden us to remember the supplications and prayer which offer upon to Lord our God. Those have already fallen asleep, repose them who are sick in them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke, the evangelist, apostle, and pure disciple. May his blessing be with us all, amen.
Been showing, so open noting, open so tearing, open or tearing. Jesus pi Christos epshirim efnoti to onch pi o onaf shaine pi o onfa penoti pe shaine tenene tiru amin.
Reading from the Psalms of our teacher David, the prophet and the king. May his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. Listen, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your own people also and your father's house. So the king will greatly desire your beauty, because he is your Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, O full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angels answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Name the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God. Amen. Today, as we see, if you don't know, that you expect that you come and to listen to the gospel of the paralyzed. But we are looking now and we listened to different gospel. However, why? We are going in sequence. The last week it was the Samaritan woman, and this week also should be the paralyzed. But why we are different today? It's different today because we are looking, well, today we are celebrating the Feast of Annunciation. And when the Feast of Annunciation come, we have to read all the readings of the Annunciation only. We are not reading anything else. That's why when we read this, all this reading for the Annunciation, we will find something different. Even the church celebrating, and also the tones of all the hymns are joyful. However, where is Tuba l-Ruhama, and where is the sadness tone? No, it's never. It's not existing today anymore. Because we are celebrating the first feast, which is the Annunciation. Archangel Gabriel came in that day, and he announced to Saint Mary, and he said, "You will be the mother of God." Maybe I was last week, and maybe last month also too, I was very busy in my mind with something very important. which is how to say yes to God and how to be like happy when I'm saying yes and accept everything is coming from God. And when I was thinking about that, I found that there is very common between what happened with Saint Mary and what happened when I was thinking about how to say yes. I found that Saint Mary presented the person and the character who said yes to the Archangel Gabriel and to God. And was very happy. She was very happy when she listened to that. Number one, the Archangel Gabriel came to Saint Mary and he said, you will be the mother of God. I will give you an example I was thinking about. Now that day, maybe it's not before, if I'm talking to like my age in Egypt or an older, we have no dating and we have no proposal. It's only engagement direct. Now that day, we have dating and we have proposal. And what happened? The guy who proposed to a girl, 100% he is sure that she will say yes. He will do a surprise for her, and we will go and prepare everything. And then he will give her a ring. And finally, she said yes. And we looked to all the Facebook and all the announcements. Yeah, she said yes. However, he knew before that she will say yes. He will never, I never saw someone do a proposal and he wrote like, she said no. I never saw that before. I don't know if you have an experience about that or not. But what happened? Why he is sure that when he will give her a ring, she will say yes. And after that, yes, she said yes. He is 100% sure that she will say yes because he was dating her a long time and he knows her very well. Exactly like Jesus Christ, like God who knows exactly who is Saint Mary. And she will say yes. Finally, he said, I found a person who will say yes to me. Archangel Gabriel came to Mary and said, rejoice, number one, it's rejoice. To be like the joyful. Rejoice, a full of grace. And she was like, what happened? Oh, my name is Mary, and I'm full of grace. Why he changing the name? It's exactly like God finally found a person who said, oh, my love, finally I found someone who say yes. What about me? If I receive any message from God, I'm saying yes. Even if I'm suffering, even it's hard on me, I'm saying yes or not. I'm accepting the voice is coming from God, the message is coming from God or not. I will tell you something different. The message which coming from God came to Saint Mary in Nazareth, in her home, not in the temple. However, she lived already 12 years inside the temple, inside the altar. And after that, she went to with Saint Joseph. But why the Archangel Gabriel came to Saint Mary in her house, not in the temple? It's much easier to him to come to the temple, to the altar, and talk to Mary. No, it's another message from God. God is talking to me and to you every day and everywhere. He's coming to you with a good news. However, Saint Mary, if she was thinking and she thought about that, I will be the mother of God. Oh, wow, very good. But, oh, I'm not married yet. Can we wait? No, there is no time. This is not will happen. There is no time to wait. And also the consequences of that is on Mary, on Saint Mary very bad. But she didn't think about that. The Archangel Gabriel said, a full of grace, rejoice. Number one is rejoice. How I will rejoice? You tell me I will be the mother of God. This part is good, but the other part is not. Anything coming from God is good. Anything is coming from God is good. كل حاجة من إيدك يا رب حلوة. This is I have to accept. I have to say yes to God. Whatever who is giving to me, I have to say yes, like Saint Mary said yes today. You can imagine that if Saint Mary said, oh, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I can't do that. It's hard on me to do that. But I will tell you what Saint Mary said. Read with me the Psalm 85. It's on the screen. Lord, you have been favorable to your land. You have brought back the captivity of Jacob. You have forgiven the iniquity of your people. You have covered all their sin. You have taken away all your wrath. You have turned it from the fierceness of the anger of your anger. You can imagine what she said with David at the time. رضيت يا رب على أرضك. Lord, you have been favorable to your land. She didn't think about herself a lot. She didn't think about what will happen. She was looking to the land, to the earth, to the salvation, the mother of God. She will suffer, and she knows, because she knows everything in the Old Testament, and she knows if she will be the mother of God, she will suffer. But she didn't take it in consideration. Everything is coming from you, God, is good, because I know that you love me. I know very well that you love me, God. Not only you love the earth, no, you know everyone. And you know me by name. You graved my name on your hand. My name is in your heart, and I know that. Then why am I not accepting anything from your hand? Why I'm not saying yes to God as Saint Mary said yes? Why when it's something coming, suffering, for example, or suffered or hard or troubled, I'm saying no, I'm not accepting what you are giving to me, God. You are not loving me. And I'm denying the love of God at time. Believe me, my beloved, everything is coming from his hand is good. Everything is coming from his hand is good. But can you tell me if Saint Mary, the Archangel Gabriel said to her, rejoice. How Saint Mary was very happy with that, however she knew that she will suffer. She knows that there's many consequences will happen when she receive, and she will be conceived. Like she will receive she will have the Holy Spirit, and she has the Son of God inside her womb. Really, it's very important to know. Number one, she has her own relationship with God. She knows very well how to say yes, because she has a very good relationship with him. She lived with him 12 years inside the altar. And this is the foundation of her relationship with God. That's why when she received anything from God, she said, yes, I'm accepting. Okay. اعمل يا رب اللي انت شايفه صح. حياه التسليم, it means that I'm giving my heart, my body, my thought, everything to God. Whatever God you wanted for me, I know that you are my Father. You said when you pray, say only our Father. You know what? Who knows this secret? The saints, the martyrs. We are praying the fraction on Sunday during the Great Lent. What we are saying? I will read it for you. They said like that. Fasting and prayer, before he said about the martyrs. Fasting and prayer, we are pursued by the martyrs until they shed their blood in the name of Christ, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. And fasting and prayer, we are pursued by the righteous, the just, the cross bearers, and those who dwelt in the mountains, deserts, and caves of the earth. Because what? Of their great love for Christ the King. Why you are loving Christ like that? Why you are dwelt in the caves and the desert? Why you shed your blood as martyrs? Why you are persecuted? Why the martyrs, for example, in Libya, the new martyrs, why you shed your blood? Because I love Christ, because he loved me more. My beloved, he loves us a lot. But the problem that we can't recognize, okay, we don't know exactly how he loved us. Then how to rejoice? St. Paul said in Philippians 4:4, so it's very easy, 4:4 Philippians, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. You can imagine, let your gentleness be known to all men, the Lord is at hand. The Lord is at hand. Again, I try to explain with, like, I will do that. The Lord is at hand. It's near. It's close to me here. This is what St. Paul said. Rejoice. Then only put your eyes on Christ. If, like St. Peter, he was walking on the water and he put his eyes only on Christ, he was walking. Just he left his eyes from Christ, he fell. He has a doubt. That's why St. Paul said exactly, rejoice, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. He said rejoice because it's only your eyes you be on Christ. Don't worry. Don't think a lot about what you have in the future. You know what happened one day? Some people came to Christ and said, there is your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you. Then he said, who are my mother and my brothers? Who hears and does the word? If you want to really to rejoice, only hear and listen to his word and do also his word. Another day a woman said, blessed to the womb that bore you and breast that nursed you. Jesus said, blessed are those who hear and do the word. You will be rejoiced. My beloved, it's only one word, rejoice. That's why the first word when Archangel Gabriel came today to St. Mary and he said, hey, before saying her name, before saying anything, he said, rejoice. Our Christianity based on to rejoice. Why? Because only our eyes on Christ. Nowadays, because we are very busy, that's why I was thinking the last month, there's a lot of people who I know, they are, for example, they are sick or they have a problem in their life. And now because we are very busy, I saw that all our faces now they have like sadness. There's sadness on our face. No, rejoice. We have Christ who loves us. Don't worry about anything. Put your eyes on him. He loves us a lot. And don't worry about anything. Your life in his hands. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Creator of heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father, for all ages, light, life, true God, begotten and created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us.
Incorruption.
and death, which in the world throughout the navy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly peace, by with the hymn of angel glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to all.
Perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic cases.
Lord, have mercy.
According to your good will, O God, fill our heart with your peace. Clean us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil entailing death. And may that all word to our master to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yeah, Lord, who art Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer, offer, offer in order. Stand with trembling look towards the east. Let us attend. Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Aksiyun kezinke o. O you who are master, Lord God of truth, being before dangers are reigning forever, who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created heaven there the sea and all that is there,
The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angel, the archangels, the principality, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are young round who stand the cherubim full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend.
Son, bless us in the paradise of joy. When we disobeyed your commandment by the guile of the serpent, we fell from eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always visited us through your holy prophets. And in the last days you manifested yourself to us who are sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary. Amen. and became man and taught us the ways of salvation. He granted us the bed from on high through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own one in the world and gave himself up for our salvation unto death which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross. From the dead on the third day, he ascended into the heavens and sat at your right hand, O Father. He has appointed a day for recompense on which you will appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one according to his deeds.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
Of good and on Echrim, punish the mystery of entertainment of service, if the Jgar et if he efumo. Fietefuf in yot fnuti, O efni vente on niven, et of shepegmon. Afes moero, af erage zinemof. Tiefenieten Ufen, Magius, Mathetis, und Apostolus, et Oeb, Evgoemus, take it of it, all of you, for this is my body, it shall be broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
Yes.
Ye umpike afot menen sampidipnon afthot fe volken orpenem oma o et afshepegmon afes moero af en age zine mof. fegem tipi. Αυτή φόρεν ιέτερο φεναγεούς μάθητης, ο εν Απόστολος εθόεπ, ευγω εμμος, τεκ, drink of it all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, shall be shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins, do this, in remembrance of me.
This is also true. Amen.
For every time you eat and this from this bread and drink from this cup, you proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come. Passion, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension into the heavens, is sitting at your right hand. Oh, Father, and his second coming from the heavens, awesome and full of glory, we offer unto you your oblations from what is yours for every condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition.
Worship God in fear and trembling. Let us attend on.
Paioi kemenente fainfen suome foevento.
Inati amen.
Pai apo deonanes no feftaio tenteti diathiki enveri e. Given for the remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him.
Lord, have mercy.
Make us all worth our master the partake of your holy and the perfection of our soul, our body, and our spirit, that we may become one body, one spirit, and may have a share in the earth with all the saints who have blessed in the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
For the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord.
this, which you have acquired into yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in evermost. Remember, O Lord, our great and honored Father, the Archbishop Baba Ambet Avadruz II.
Pray for our High Priest Pope Avatavadruz II, Pope Patriarch and Archbishop of the Great City of Alexandria, and for all our Orthodox bishops.
And those who rightly define the word of truth with him, grant them, and to your holy church, to shepherd a flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Higumens, priests and deacons.
Pray for the Higumens, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
And all the servants and all who are in virginity and the purity of your faithful people, remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us all. Remember, O Lord, the safety of this place, which is yours, and on every place and on every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of this city of ours, and of all cities, districts, and islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell therein and God's faith graciously accord, O Lord, near all the heaven, the fruit of the earth, the water of the river and the sea, the herbs and the plant of the field is here. Bless them.
Pray for there of the heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection in peace without harm, and forgive us our sins.
Grant them to their measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth. May its fields be abundantly watered and its fruits be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life. Manage our life as the infant. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, and the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness. O you, give food to all flesh, fill our hearts. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too, having sufficiency in everything, almost may abandon in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto this gift, those on whom behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices and those who bring them.
And this, O Lord, the command of your only begotten Son, that we share a commemoration of your saints. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have led us in the beginning. Our Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Preacher, the Evangelist, the Martyr, the Confessors, and all the Spirit of the Righteous consummated in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory and virgin, Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Lord. And Saint John, the firm baptist and martyr, and Stephen, our deacon, and the pro-martyr, the beholder of God, Saint Mark, the evangelist, the apostle, and the martyr, the patriarch and severe artist, the discourse, the nation, the apostolic, the Peter, the Lord martyr, and high priest, and joint chrysostom, Saint Theodosius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Bethel, the Gregor, the solution, the Gregor, the wonder worker, Saint Gregory, the Armenian, the 318 Sibylline and Nicaea, the 150 Constantinople, and the 200 at Ephesus. Our righteous Father, the great Abantoni, and our righteous Father, Abba Paul, the three sons of Macari, and all their children, the cross bearers. Our Father, Abba John, the Gemin, our righteous Father, Abba Pishoy, the perfect man, the beloved of our good saints. Our Father, a Patriarch, Baba Kirillos, the saints, and Archdeacon Habib Gerges, and all the choir of your saints, through whose prayer and supplication have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our holy fathers, patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, forgive us our souls, sins, and forgive us.
Lord, have mercy.
وهؤلاء those who Lord everyone who names we have mentioned and those who names we have not mentioned those who each one has in mind and those who are not in our mind and those who have fallen asleep and reposed in the faith of Christ graciously O Lord remember that all of your servants Father Bishoy Boturun's Father Bishoy and Father Moros Abdul Messiah and Father Arsenis Aziz Sirri Badia Hanna Badia Riyad Nagib Nikola Helmiya Ugas and Fahmi Aziza Tayyibu Nagi Tabib Christian Agran Yusuf Ghali graciously O Lord repose their souls in the bottom of our holy fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob sustained them in the paradise, in green pasture by the water, and of the rest in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your Son.
Lord,
soul you have taken repose in the paradise of joy in the region of the living forever in the heavenly Jerusalem in the place and we too who are sojourners in this place keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the end.
As it was, and shall be, it is from generation to generation.
And lead us throughout the way into your kingdom, that as in this salt in all things your great and holy name be glorified, blessed, and exalted, and everything honored and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved and the Holy Spirit.
Thanks to God the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for he also has made us worthy to stand in this holy place, to lift up our hands and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make us worthy of the communion and partaking of his divine and immortal mystery.
Amen.
Peace, O my Nimpi esno fetayo.
Nimpek esno fetayo.
Inte befe Christos, inje pi pantokrator, pshoi se penuti.
Amen, amen, pray.
We praise and glorify the God of gods and Lord of lords, who was incarnate from the Holy Virgin Saint Mary, who gave birth to him in Bethlehem. The Lord sent Gabriel the archangel, announcing to Our Lady the Virgin Mary, the incarnation of God, the Logos of the Eternal Father, who is our Savior, Jesus Christ. Gabriel the archangel announced to the Virgin Mary, and after granting her peace, confirmed it to her with this word, saying, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and behold, you shall bring forth a son, and shall call him his name Jesus. The Holy One, who shall be born of you, shall be called the Son of God."
Lord, have mercy.
The Lord, who is God over everyone and everything, who is blessed forever, who is not of the flesh, as incarnate and I was born of the Virgin, here she wrapped him in a swaddling clothes and placed him in a manger. And the heavenly host praised him, crying, "Holy to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men." O Master, therefore, we are weak and sinful servants. Seek your mercy and ask that you graciously accord us your peace, and that you protect us at all times with your life-giving right.
Eleison, Lord, have mercy.
So that we may partake in all purity of this undefiled mysteries, and so that we may acquire complete purity in our souls, bodies, and spirits, we may then boldly venture fearlessly to call upon you, O God, the Holy Father, who art in heaven, and say, "Our Father."
أسألك الأرض بوسى الحسنات في مدينة
المدينة
ومات أنس المكرم
in Christ Jesus our
Let us attend in the fear of God.
Irini pansi.
Sotisa min kitob ne motis o metavovo theo proschomen.
Amen. I believe and confess to the last bread that this is the life-giving bond that your only begotten Son, our Lord, God, Savior, Jesus Christ, took from our Lady, the Lady of us all, the Holy Theotokos, St. Mary. He made it one with his divinity without mingling, without confusion, without alteration. He witnessed that good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the wood of the cross of his own will for us all. Truly I believe that his divinity parted not from his humanity for a single moment nor a twinkling of an eye, giving for us for salvation remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe that this is so in truth. Amen.
Believe that this is so in truth, amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the immaculate heavenly and holy mysteries. Lord, have mercy.
Jesus.
incomprehensible by all humans. Infinite, countless, immeasurable, fide, chisarex, genti, parzen, the first prophets prophesied. They prophesied early, far and close, about the incarnation of the Logos.
Glory to the power of the Lord, who appeared to our father Jacobus, who said all nations are waiting to see him. Fiat avet Caesarex.
Truly Isaiah said in his prophecy, unto us a son is given, as a rose. The government will be upon his shoulders, fiat of Caesarex, genti parzenos. Take into your hands the ten string, sing to our Lord with a flute and rejoice. With our father, the righteous David, fiat avet Caesarex, genti parzenos. Daniel informed us with his words, the prince of peace shall come forth. After 70 full weeks, fiat avet Caesarex, genti parzenos. He had seen a vision, a symbol of what was to come forth, a stone
Nebuchadnezzar confessed what he saw, saying the force resembled the Son of God.
Of days will be born from you.
Yeah.
Pentacreator of all the world, appeared in the flesh to us, to save all of humanity. Fiat avet Caesare. Creator purified her womb from her childhood, her he chose and filled her with his Holy Spirit.
في عربيات واقفه في الشارع بره البايلو اوفيسس واقف واللي مش هيشيل عربيته هيدي له تيكت.
One of the Trinity appeared from her, both God and man united harmoniously. She became the mother of the gracious God.
Fiat avet Caesare, venti pars et
the holy prophet said about him, God shall appear in Zion to resemble his creation. Whom he will save.
Fiat avet Caesare, venti pars et nos.
Gabriel made his announcement to the Virgin of the Holy Truth, which he received from God, his master.
Fiat avet Caesare, venti pars et nos.
He explains the words of Isaiah, the virgin will conceive in truth and give birth to a son called Emmanuel.
Fiat avet Caesare, venti pars et nos.
David said, I have begotten, you are my son, I shall give you those nations for you and possession.
Fiat avet Caesare, venti pars et nos.
لو سمحتم الناس اللي بره, الناس اللي بره, we didn't finish yet the communion. We still take the blood of Christ and his body too. Please, who are outside, go inside the church until we finish. Again, all who are outside the church, go inside the church until we finish. And we are praising all together, please.
Oh, Mary, peace be with you.
is filled with joy and my tongue with gladness. My spirit glorifies the Lord, and my soul rejoices in God my Savior. I have come to you, O Lord, clothe me with a radiant garment, and make me worthy to enter into your wedding. Let my communion be forever, for through it I increase, grow firm in virtue, and am strengthened in faith and in hope. Let my communion be a sign of your salvation, a raiment of grace, a garment of new birth, purity and righteousness of my soul, and preparation for the eternal love and joy. I surrender myself and my will to your compassion, O Lord, and I call to you my senses and my mind to bless them and make them according to your will. Enlighten my heart and awaken my conscience. Disperse all the shadows of the adversaries. Still the storm. Walk with me and guide me. Give me comfort. Quench my thirst and abide with me, for the day is coming to an end. And accompany me until daybreak. For you alone are my goal and my joy, now and forever. Amen.